In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's recorded in Exodus chapter 30 that the priest offered a burnt offering of incense every morning and every evening. The beginning and the end of the day were sanctified by prayer. At these times, they would make requests of God and return to him thanks and praise. And this is what Zechariah was doing in the temple when the angel appeared to him, announcing the birth of John the Baptist. Though there was only one priest offering up the incense, people gathered outside the temple and at their homes to offer up prayers at the same time. We hear this also, this same structure in the Psalms, when David says in Psalm 141, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And in Psalm 5, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice, in the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and walk." Prayer to the Lord is required. It's in the second commandment to call upon him, pray to him, praise him, and give him thanks. It's not optional. But if you think of it this way, it's also required for you to live that your heart keep pumping out blood. Without your heart pumping, you die. Without prayer, your faith in the Lord will die. The Lord doesn't command you to ask so he can control you, though. He invites you and requires you to pray so you may receive life and joy from the only true source of both. For you know that the Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's really the only option for prayer. He's the only one to whom you can pray and it actually benefit you. He's all-powerful. Nothing is beyond him. Nothing is above him. Nothing is outside of his control, nor freed from the limits that he sets. He's over all and in all and through all. He's present everywhere. There's no place he won't hear you. If you pray silently or if you pray with those loud cries of distress. But being all-powerful and present everywhere are worthless qualities unless he's also good. He is gracious. He's not holding your sins against you, nor does he deny your prayer because of them. Nor does he wait for just the right words or the right formula or the right mindset to hear you and to answer you. He's commanded you to pray, so he will hear when you pray. He isn't flighty or flippant in his words of promise. He's love. He sacrificed himself into death, so you know he's serious about his commands and his promises. He's love, since he'll let nothing stop him from hearing and answering you. Can anyone else compare to that? And notice in this prayer and in this invitation and command to pray, it's really wide open. You can pray out loud, you can pray silently, you can write a prayer, compose it, you can read a prayer that someone else has written, you can make it up as you go. You have examples of these throughout Scripture. Even when you have no words, or you're distracted and distraught, the Spirit prays for you with groanings too deep for words. For you're baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, the source of saving faith in your heart, he keeps it alive. He keeps your faith alive. It's not by your strength, it's by the Holy Spirit. He takes what you pray and offers it to the Father through the blood and merit of Christ. Now, given this freedom, Christians will have a tendency to get lazy when it comes to prayer. Because one of the greatest talents that Christians have is tearing Christian liberty to shreds. Well, I don't have to. Then I won't. But remember, the Lord doesn't command something fruitlessly. He doesn't do this just so that you waste time in prayer instead of working. Instead, hear more about what this prayer looks like. There are two kinds of prayer, very broadly speaking. Requests and returns. Requests to take something away from yourself or others, like sickness or illness or enemies. Requests to give something to yourself or others, like forgiveness or food or help. The other kind is returning thanks and praise to the source of blessing and life, recognizing the giver and acknowledging him. Both asking and giving thanks, requesting and returning, you know, they have content, they have substance. You ask for daily bread, for protection, for the spirit, for forgiveness, strength, patience, deliverance, and so forth. And you return thanks for the same. Each of us has enough to pray for just by daily experience. Things to ask and things to return thanks for. But the Word of God actually provides more. He expands it out. He opens it up. And the Word of God also provides direction as to what is more important, what to focus on. For we tend to pray for various things under the daily prayer or daily bread heading. Everything that has to do with the supports and needs of the body. Those things that we experience. These are good, of course. It's given in the fourth petition of our Lord's Prayer to us. But the Lord's Prayer also gives us many other headings or topics on which to base our requests and returns, so that we have our Lord's promises on our lips, on our hearts, and in our mind. Topics like that God's word would be taught in its truth and purity, that he give us his Holy Spirit so we lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity, that he break and hinder every evil plan of Satan, the world, and our sinful nature. Topics like strengthening and keep us firm in his word and faith until we die. And of course, that he forgive our sins and help us forgive those who sin against us. That he guard us when we're tempted and give us the victory, as we can actually have victory over temptation in Jesus Christ. We can ask for these things. We can ask these things for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our enemies, for our community, and so on. You know, we can give thanks after enduring these crosses, or when we hear his promises fulfilled, or his gifts guarded. See, in the Lord's Prayer alone, we have enough to keep us in prayer all day. Now I know, since you're Christians, you're going to hear this and think, you're right, I don't pray enough. I don't pray for enough. I don't give thanks for enough. Well, you're right, of course, in thinking that. But the answer is, where do you go when you realize that? When you realize the command is hard to keep, and you struggle with it every day. You don't try to will it out of your own strength, because your enemies are too great for you. Your sinful nature, Satan and the world, there's too many things that can give you good reasons not to pray. Instead, when you find your prayers getting fewer and fewer, when you get tired of praying the same things, good and right as they are, when you're content and things are going well and you don't actually need much, when you're angry or tired, or you just can't bother. At these times, hear a psalm, read a passage or two of scripture, sing a hymn, go back to the promises the Lord attaches to prayer and thanksgiving. Don't try to bring this up from yourself. Strength comes from outside of you. You'll never go wrong, and you'll never regret stopping and reading the Bible. Now, be realistic. Don't stop and read the Bible while you're on the road driving. But the only things you'll lose are treasures like self-pity, boredom, anxiety, hopelessness, cynicism, pride. You don't need those. What you do need is your Father's blessing each morning, noon, and evening. Remembering those priests, they took a bowl of incense in the morning and in the evening up to the altar of incense. That incense was useless without fire. It was a pile of herbs. Without ignition, the incense wouldn't rise, the smoke and the scent wouldn't please the Lord. And this works at pointing towards the Spirit. Without the Spirit, our prayers are useless babblings. But with the Spirit, they're pleasing to our Father in heaven. This doesn't mean that you need to feel the Spirit when you're praying. The Holy Spirit isn't a feeling. He isn't a sense of presence. He's not subject to your emotional fancies or whim. You know that the Holy Spirit accompanies your prayers because of the Lord's promise in baptism, that he dwells in you, that he is with you. He strengthens your faith by recalling to your mind and to your lips the promises of forgiveness of sins, Jesus' loving death, the victory of Jesus' resurrection. The Holy Spirit is bound up with his word, and there you have all that you need for prayer. Ask your Lord and God, give him thanks and praise. The Lord God, keep you in his word and grant you his Holy Spirit that he may govern you according to his will, protect you from the power of the devil, from false doctrine and false worship. The Lord defend your lives from danger and grant you his blessing and peace that you may know his merciful help in all things and praise and glorify him as your gracious Father now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.